The new U.S. attorney in Chicago is making good on a promise to focus on Chicago street violence. An announcement of a new federal violent crimes unit comes in the aftermath of a violent Easter weekend in the city. 9 people were left dead and dozens more were wounded. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
When U.S. Attorney Zachary Farden took on the job as the head federal prosecutor in the Chicago region, the office was already under pressure to help do something about Chicago's violence epidemic. Farden said the city can't arrest its way out of the problem, but he recognized that it was a situation his office could not ignore.
We are not the full puzzle, but we're an important piece of the puzzle, and we'll be aggressive and strategic in going after the worst of the worst. And so we have to focus on the gang leaders, and we have to focus on the violent offenders, and we will do that, and we'll do it with vigor.
This month, a 16-member violent crimes unit began operating under Farden's watch. There are no new prosecutors or even more money. Farden's office says this is a reorganization that typically takes place after a new U.S. attorney takes over. The new unit will use drug and gun laws, along with money laundering and extortion statutes, to target gang leaders. Patrick Collins, a former U.S. prosecutor, says that's a traditional approach.
The federal prosecutor's office in the violent crime space is not going to be successful in taking individual guns off the street. They're not going to be successful in volume arrests.
The success, says Collins, comes in targeting gangs and using federal resources like wiretaps to take out gang leaders. What's different and challenging in Chicago, he says, is the lack of gang leadership.
If you have a lot of fractured gangs creating some of these violent problems, taking out any one of them isn't going to necessarily move the needle.
Chicago's police superintendent, Gary McCarthy, who along with the city's mayor has pushed for help from the feds, says last year the number of shootings and murders in the city reached some of the lowest levels in decades. Even so, he admits the Easter weekend shootings were part of a very bad week.
It doesn't wipe out what's happened over the last 2 years, but it certainly is a wake-up call that we have a lot of work to do.
Since the Easter weekend shootings, it's been serene on one South Side Chicago street where 5 young people were injured, including an 11-year-old girl who was critically wounded in a drive-by attack. That shooting took place near a playground across from a row of tidy single-family homes with neatly trimmed lawns.
I heard it from inside my house, yeah.
19-year-old college student Ronaldo Shanklin lives on the block and says the street full of elderly residents and an elementary school is typically peaceful. He welcomes any help from the federal government to keep it that way.
I feel like even though there aren't no particular gang leaders, it's still good to target like the actual gangs.
When it comes to the new federal unit, though, former prosecutor Patrick Collins says the public will have to understand what many won't want to hear, that building any federal case against individuals involved in the city's violent crime epidemic will take time. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.